Are you ready to become a better version of yourself, to become a leader in your personal and professional life? Then welcome to the CJ Evolution Podcast, where we put a twist on traditional criminal justice professions and provide you with the tools you need to set yourself up for success in your career and for the future. Now, welcome your host, the CJ Evolutionist himself, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Episode 234 of CJ Evolution. Patrick here. I'm the host and creator of this great and growing show, growing because of you, the listener and supporter. Thank you so much for tuning in, whatever you were doing, wherever you're at. Maybe you're working out, maybe you're on a commute. Thank you for spending a little bit of your valuable time with me. Special thanks, big shout out to all those first responders out there, brave men and women who work in the criminal justice field. I really believe without you putting it on the line every day, we would not have this great and amazing country that we do. I know sometimes you don't get the credit you deserve, but trust me, you have a lot of support out there. Keep up the fantastic work. Thank you so much for our partners, Podbeam and Four Sigmatic. Podbeam, if you're interested in starting your own podcast, Podbeam is the place to do it. They can host your podcast. They can give you some great advice. If you head over to cjevolution.com, you'll see a link to Podbeam. Click it, see what they can do for you. And our other partner, Four Sigmatic. I am so proud to be affiliated with this company because they produce some amazing products, most notably their mushroom coffee. It doesn't taste like mushrooms. It's amazing. It gives you that extra zip to get through that extra day. I do not start a day or morning without my Four Sigmatic mushroom coffee. And you'll get 15% off using the promo code CJEVO. You know, so many of us out there work various shifts. You work graveyard shifts, swing shift, day shift, whatever you're working. I want to focus in this solo episode of graveyard shifts because I know for many years I've worked graveyard shifts. I don't anymore, but for many years I did. And I'm going to give you some tips on working graveyard shifts. Didn't come from me. It comes from Police One. I'll have the show notes and the reference linked up in the show notes after this show. But I know firsthand what it's like to work a graveyard shift and a toll it takes sometimes on your body and your mind. Working nights interferes with our body makeup. We are not meant to stay up at night and sleep during the day. Working against our circadian clock, like I mentioned, takes a toll on us. Our body clock controls both the glands that release hormones and our mood, alertness, body temperature, and all of our body's daily cycle. Because of this, those who work graveyards can suffer from sleep disorders, and for some, constant exhaustion becomes a lifestyle. And that is not normal. It's not good for you. Now, we know what some of you are thinking right now. You're thinking, I'm the low man or woman on the totem pole, and I just get stuck wherever I'm stuck. But that doesn't mean that everything else should suffer just because you're on graveyards. Graveyard shift is just a part of police work. It's not going to change. There has to be 24/7 coverage most of the time in most agencies. But here, again, are 8 tips to help you improve your body and your lifestyle during those years that you're working graveyard shifts. So number one, eat well and exercise. I know this is a no-brainer, but so many of us failed to do this. I know I did. I didn't do this when I was on graveyards. The body's digestive system slows down and does not easily digest heavy foods during the night. The best eating should be done with a first meal within the first hour of waking up. It's best to eat 5 to 6 small meals a day, several hours apart, to keep up your metabolism. Diet and exercise could help prevent diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and obesity. Now, I know some of you are thinking, what am I supposed to fit in exercise? All you really need to do is 15 to 30 minutes a day. That's really all it takes, is to get you in that rhythm of keeping that exercise regimen up. So start small and then build on that. Number two, get enough sleep. I know I've been there. Trust me, I know. But the brain can be tricked into thinking it's time to go to sleep if your bedroom is dark with blackout shades. An eye mask allows the ultimate darkness. And keep a pair of earplugs in the nightstand for when that darn gardener decides to weed whack and mow in the middle of the night, of your night. And for that neighbor's dog that will not stop barking. Drive home wearing sunglasses to reduce exposure to light. So number three, try to keep a stable working schedule. Consistency is the key. It's recommended to find a routine and match your off days to your work days as much as possible. I used to know guys that would stay up all night, even on their off time. I never had that problem. I was able to sleep. I know it sounds crazy, but when I was on graveyards, I would get off at 6:30, and if it was my night off, I'd be able to go to sleep at a reasonable time. Everybody's different, but try to be consistent. Although working during the daytime may not be an option, rotating shifts are harder on the body. You will be better off with a consistent routine. Number four, see your doctor for closer monitoring. It's a good idea to monitor your health risk and are not impacting you in adverse ways. Also, lack of exposure to the sun can cause deficiencies. We recommend blood work and checkup to be done. Mine revealed when I went to the doctor, I was low in vitamin B and D because I'm not getting that sunlight. You could take supplements for that. Number five, nap before work. Since it may be hard to sleep consistently for hours, splitting your sleep can help to make things less dangerous at work or with commute drives. Again, I've been there. Driving home from a long night of graveyards can wreak havoc on your driving ability. Not to mention during the night, you know, I've been there, especially when I was getting a little bit older working graveyards. You know, you just need to get that sleep when you can during your time off so you can be alert and safe during your work. Number six, refrain from caffeine. I know it's hard, but you can do it. Although it's tempting to have a cup of coffee or caffeinated soda, when you need that boost of energy, your sleep quality is at risk. Your deepest stages of sleep are affected, and you are not fully rested. Drink water when you're feeling sleepy. Number seven, change lights at home. Besides using blackout curtains to reduce daylight, you might think about getting low wattage light bulbs, maybe even a red one. This will decrease the amount of light when making that midnight bathroom call, so your sleep cycle is not bothered by the brightness. And number eight, one of the hardest, keep electronics out of the bedroom. It can be tempting to reach for the smartphone, tablet, or laptop to check your email, Facebook or text messages, whatever it is, Snapchat. This is fun stuff to do when you cannot sleep, but the blue light that radiates is keeping you awake, television included. They've done studies on this. Next time you are dealing with a difficult coworker on a 12-hour shift, just remember their crankiness and unreasonable perspective could be caused by their circadian clock being a few minutes or maybe a couple hours off. It's not pleasant to accept that this shift can create negativity in your encounters, or even worse, be treated negatively for no apparent reason. In our jobs, we tend to think we are invincible and we'll manage, but our body does not always keep up with our mindset. In law enforcement, we are a family and your well-being is important. And as correctional officers and first responders, whatever you're doing out there, with our intelligence, specialized knowledge, not to mention our charm, the community and residents rely on us too. So keep these in mind. If you're working graveyard shift, you're important. You need to keep up with your health and safety. Take care of yourself. Folks, that's all I have. Very quick solo episode. I hope you found it useful. Stay tuned for great guests coming up very soon. This is going to be in the show notes. You can find this reference there. If you head over to cjevolution.com, you're going to see Podbeam. You're going to see Four Sigmatic. If you rate and review my podcast on iTunes, I sure would appreciate it. Until next time, folks. Take care.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast. For more strategies for self-improvement and resources based on today's episode, be sure to head to cjevolution.com. You can also connect to Patrick directly on social media at @Pat_Fitzgibbons with any questions, comments, or concerns. We look forward to helping you find more personal success on the next episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast.